I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Last week we had some cooking songs for Julie Child's birthday. This evening we'll have a second helping of cooking songs. We'll celebrate Count Basie's birthday, Cornelius Swarthout's invention, and we'll hear from the Happiness Boys. But to get us started, last week on August 24th in 1950, the radio show Somebody Knows was heard for the last time on radio. The program offered a reward of $5,000 for information that led to solving crimes. Somebody Knows began with the introduction, "You out there, you who think you have committed the perfect crime, that there are no clues, no witnesses, listen, somebody knows." So here to commemorate Somebody Knows are some songs about knowing, beginning with The Revelers.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I know that you know, naughty or you'll go where you go. Go to your I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty-night. Good night, my dear. Good night, dear. Nighty-night lights again. But who can play it all alone? No one would care to play it all alone. Every chap should hold a heart that's all his own. Cause everybody wants one all his own. Come, they come at first sight. They told me when I saw you, I knew I had found my only love.
When I
met you, when I met you. So darling, I know you're there. You know yo-yo that I'll go yo-yo where you go yo-yo I. You won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. And with just one more little kiss, say nighty-night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you.
I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms and say that
this time is my time. Will soon be goodbye time. In the starlight, hold me tight.
One more kiss and say nighty-night, good night. I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish to hold you close in my arms and whisper, this time is my time. We'll soon be goodbye time. And in the starlight,
little kiss, say nighty-night. Good night, nighty-night. does my heart beat now? Why is the world sweet now you and I know? There is a glow all around us like a new dawn breaking. Is it romance waking you and I know? Oh, this ecstasy that makes me cry, it will stay with me until I die. Easy to see, we were fated never to be lonely. Love such as this, only you and I know.
A set of No songs to commemorate the radio crime program Somebody Knows. We began the show with The Revelers and I Know That You Know from 1926. Then it was The California Ramblers from a Vocalion 78 recorded January 31st, 1922 and My Mammy Knows. And we just heard Dick McDonough and his orchestra with Howard Phillips performing vocally on You and I Know from September 2nd, 1937. And I hope you know that this is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 FM Avalon and KISL.org, and available on demand online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Red Bank, New Jersey, of William Allen Basie. He studied piano with his mother and was influenced by Earl Hines, Teddy Wilson, and Fats Waller. By the mid-1920s, he was touring on the vaudeville circuit, and in 1927, he got a job accompanying silent movies at the Eblon Theater in Kansas City. He joined Walter Page's Blue Devils in Oklahoma in 1928, and the following year was lured away to the Benny Moten Orchestra. When Benny Moten died in 1935, Basie put together a nine-piece band called the Barons of Rhythm, made up of former members of the Blue Devils and the Moten Band. The Barons of Rhythm played at the Reno Club in Kansas City, and it was there that Basie acquired his nickname of Count, a reference to his stature in comparison to Duke Ellington. The band's performances at the Reno Club were broadcast and caught the attention of recording executive John Hammond, which led to engagements in New York at the Roseland Ballroom and a small club called The Famous Door. The band's recording of 1 o'clock Jump on Decca became their first chart entry in September of 1937, and the tune became the band's theme song. Count Basie continued to tour and record into the 1970s. He died April 26, 1984, in Hollywood, Florida. Here's Count Basie. Thank you. From William Count Basie, born August 21st, 1904. We began with Basie as part of Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra on October 28th, 1930, and O. Eddie. Then from October 9th, 1936, we heard the Basie Band under the pseudonym of Jones Smith Incorporated and Shoeshine Boy. Jones in Jones Smith was drummer Joe Jones, and Smith was Carl Teddy Smith on trumpet. Lester Young played tenor sax, and that was Lester Young's first recording session. And we just heard 12th Street Rag, Count Basie and his orchestra from April 5th, 1939. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
On last week's program, we celebrated Julia Child's birthday. But last week, on August 23rd in 1902, Fanny Merritt Farmer opened her cooking school, Miss Farmer's School of Cookery, in Boston, Massachusetts. Fanny Farmer was the leading cooking authority of her day. She was known as the mother of measurements and revolutionized food preparation throughout the world with her introduction of precise measurements, the level teaspoon, tablespoon, cup, and so on. In 1919, candy maker Frank O'Connor paid Fanny the ultimate compliment by naming his now-famous company Fanny Farmer Candy Shops after her. So here to commemorate Miss Farmer's School of Cookery are some songs about cooking, starting off with Murray's Ragtime Banjo Quartet.
Thank you. be cook. As good as she looks, I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby cries, like she rolls her eyes, how my poor heart aches for her griddle cakes. I wonder if she's as good at the oven as she is in the parlor at love, love, loving. If my baby cooks just as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time.
Thank you.
some cooking songs to commemorate the opening of Miss Farmer's School of Cookery in Boston on August 23, 1902. We began with Hors d'oeuvre, Murray's ragtime banjo orchestra with the Bohemian Band, probably members of the London Palladium Orchestra. Hors d'oeuvre was recorded in London around April of 1915. Bill Blanche and Joe Wilbur played banjo, Dave Comer played piano, and Harry Robbins Sr. was on drums. Then from 1926 it was the Roving Romeos, one of Harry Reaser's bands, and If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks. The vocal was by Tom Stax. And we just heard Europe's Society Orchestra and Too Much Mustard, recorded December 29, 1913. James Reese Europe was born February 22, 1880, in Mobile, Alabama, and grew up in Washington, D.C. Accomplished at playing violin, piano, and mandolin, around 1903 he moved to New York City. Eventually, he became the first African-American to lead his own band on records issued by a major company. On September 18, 1916, Europe enlisted in the 15th New York Infantry and organized a military band which played for soldiers, officers, and French civilians all over France in 1918. They fought with the French 161st Division against the Germans and earned the nickname Hellfighters. After the war, Europe had a contract with Pathé Frères Phonograph Company where he recorded songs about returning home from the war, such as How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm. Jim Europe died on May 7, 1919, when he was stabbed during an altercation with his drummer. Have a request or a comment about the show? You're welcome to send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week on August 23rd in 1923, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare were heard on radio for the first time. On December 13th of that year, they broadcast their first commercial program as the Happiness Boys when they advertised for the Happiness Candy Stores over WEAF. They were known as the Happiness Boys for 5.5 years, until in 1929 they became the Interwoven Pair. The two were billed as radio's first comedians and were also credited with creating and performing the first singing commercial for Interwoven Socks. They worked in radio into the 1930s, changing their name as the sponsors changed. In 1933, they were known as the Tasty Loafers for the Tasty Bread Company, and from 1936 to 39, they were called the Gillette Gentlemen for the Gillette Safety Razor Company. In the duo, Jones is the tenor and Hare is the baritone. And you can remember that because Hare rhymes with bear-a-tone. They made their first record for Brunswick, and they recorded for 16 different phonograph companies. Here are Jones and Hare. Actually, Jones, then Hare, then Jones and Hare.
Becoming a part of my New York. There's a warm little beat for each corner and street of my New York. I gaze at Father Knickerbocker resting on the map, with 7 million children sitting pretty in his lap. And there's something inside that is bursting with pride for my New York. Mm-hmm.
mule, the doggone fool, he never pays no heed. I feel a fire neath his tail, and then he shows some speed. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Doing, Ernie? You thought you were going to hear a song about the deep blue sea, but if that was running through your mind, you're wrong now, don't you see?
Sailor songs are very nice, I'm sure I will agree.
But this is no sailor song, as you will shortly see.
What is it?
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there aren't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why. Her face is far from hideous,
but flies are so fastidious.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
At dancing Auntie is sublime,
she does a waltz in foxtrot time.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why. Say, Bill, you know my sister had an awful fright last week. A spider ran up her arm.
That's nothing. Auntie had a fright last week, too. A sewing machine ran up the seam of her skirt.
Well, Bill, did it frighten her?
So it seems, Ernie.
Well, let's get back to the song, Bill. All right, Dave. We've got to sing another verse to make this song complete. You'll always find a lot of spies around a bit of meat.
Had nice weather lately, don't tell me that it's all wet. Better sing that other bit, or else you will forget.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
There ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why. She isn't fat, she isn't thin,
she loves her little drop of milk.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
on Auntie, on Auntie. Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie, and we will tell you why.
She's not as young as she appears,
but she's got very young ideas.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
There ain't no flies on Auntie, Ernie. But she's not well. She's troubled with insomnia.
Well, Bill, why doesn't she see a chiropractor?
She hasn't the backbone, Ernie.
Oh, you know, Bill, I asked Auntie the other day what was worse than raining cats and dogs. And she said hailing taxi cabs. That shows that there ain't
no flies on Auntie, on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and we will tell you why. She hates the sound of wedding chimes,
'cause she's been wed 11 times.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
on Auntie, on Auntie.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and we will tell you why.
She don't condemn the girls who pet,
she says no one died from it yet.
Oh, there ain't no flies on Auntie,
and that's the reason why.
The Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, from August 21st, 1925, and There Ain't No Flies on Auntie. That was preceded by Ernest Hare with The Goofus Five and Go Long Mule, written by Henry Creamer and Robert King, and recorded October 24, 1924. And we began that trio of Jones and Hare songs with Billy Jones, backed by Dave Kaplan and his Happiness Orchestra in 1928, and My New York. Last week, on August 24th, in 1869, Cornelius Swarthout of Troy, New York, received a patent for a device to bake waffles, the waffle iron. It quickly became a popular appliance, but of course in 1869 you didn't just plug it in and preheat it. You had to heat up the waffle iron in the old stove, pour the batter on the griddle, close the cover, and after a few minutes flip the griddle and cook the other side of the waffle. But in commemoration of Cornelius Swarthout's invention, here is a trio of songs about waffles, beginning with Irving Aronson and his Commanders.
Thank you.
Well, I like sausage and waffles for breakfast. I'm not sure how well chicken and waffles would go together, but that was Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys and his composition Chicken and Waffles from December 13, 1935. Roland Bernard Berrigan was born November 2, 1908 in Hilbert, Wisconsin. He auditioned unsuccessfully for Hal Kemp's orchestra in 1928, but subsequently improved to the point where he was hired in 1930. Shortly afterward, he joined Fred Rich's CBS studio band and remained there until 1935, when he became part of Benny Goodman's orchestra, contributing to the hits King Porter Stomp and Sometimes I'm Happy. He made his only film appearance in 1936, and the following year joined Tommy Dorsey's band, where he had famous solos on Marie and Song of India. He finally formed his own band after leaving the Dorsey Orchestra, but he was not a good businessman and suffered from alcoholism. Bunny Berrigan died on June 2, 1942, at just 33 years of age. Chicken and Waffles was preceded by Johnny Beiersdorfer and his Jazzola Novelty Orchestra and Waffle Man's Call from March 17, 1924. Waffle Man's Call was written by Steve Loiacano, banjoist in the orchestra, and Charlie Scaglioni, the band's clarinetist. And we began that Waffle set of songs with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with the vocal by Phil Sachs, and Waffles from June 23rd, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.